Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today we've got the boys back on.
Yo.
How you all been doing?
All right, mate.
Good.
Yeah, not too bad, mate. How's things?
It's good. How's things for you?
Yeah, not too bad. Just watching Rise of the Foot Soldier, getting all jarred up.
Jarred up?
Who's that? Is it Carlton Leach?
Carlton Leach,
and is that an actual person or just Carlton?
He's a real man,
Is he the boy?
A real man.
Yeah. A violent lunatic, but now a reformed criminal who goes around giving talks and stuff. He was telling me earlier on that he did a talk at the beach camp.
Really?
Who put it on?
Sean Woods. Sean Woods has had a podcast with us, so go check Sean Woods out.
Nice. I bet that would have been pretty interesting.
I'm going to put this down here.
He's led a colourful life.
Well, he was top boy of the West Ham, the West Ham hooligans in the 80s. He started off as a teenager, was top boy there.
Right.
So he's always in the hooligan scene and stuff. But then what happened? Can't remember, but then he just ended up getting into criminality and stuff like that.
Like football?
What it was, they got into the security game. So they'd take over the security of clubs and then take over the drug business. So they wouldn't let any other dealers in the club. They'd provide all the drugs and he was making a killing doing that. But then it started getting like turf wars and things like as well.
Lots of things were escalating. They like escalated where they did like a minder for drug mates, didn't they?
Yeah. So you could rent them, and if you was doing a drug exchange, you could rent them and they'd come along just to make sure nothing got too tasty.
Just like heavies.
Yeah, heavies.
And you could iron them to smash.
And how far would they go?
They do debt collecting and all sorts. So they just kick people's doors in and stuff and
And you won't fuck about with them?
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Wow, that's pretty terrifying. And these operated around, was it London?
It was Essex.
It was the Essex gang shooting,
Yeah.
Pat Tate, Tony Tucker, and was it Rolf?
Harris.
I can't remember his name. Nah.
So he obviously dodged the murders.
Carlton Leach did, yeah. Because there was planning this...
Well, people knew that he wasn't really like that one, like, didn't they?
Yeah, and what it was, Pat Tate, who's the other guy?
Tony Tucker.
They were losing it. They was getting too powerful and greedy and throwing the weight around a lot. So in the movie, I think the guy actually got sent down for it. So in the justice system, this is how it played out. This other gangster thought they was getting too lippy and too big for the boots and causing too much of a scene. So he created this story that there was going to be this big deal going down and got like, oh, you want to get involved and stuff
like that.
Because
he had a plane, didn't he?
Yeah, and he took him out to where the plane was going to be. It's just the woods in the middle of nowhere. And he was like, him and a couple of others come back with shotguns and just shot them all to death in the Land Rover. Yeah.
Jeez. And they all got time for it.
Yeah.
No one.
Because what happened was one of the guys who was there, he actually he got stopped on a routine search or something, and they found marijuana on him and took him in for questioning. And he just started spilling all the beans about it. So yeah, mad story that.
Mad, is it?
Crazy. Google it. If you Google the Essex pictures. The Essex Boys pictures.
I'm not taking any more Google suggestions off you for today, pal.
Rise of the Foot Soldiers, the name of the movie. It's old now, you've probably seen it, but yeah, it's
It's got the guy classic. From EastEnders in.
Nice.
Dan.
Dan Dyer?
No. No, he used to shag Bianca behind Enrique's back, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
Boy.
So what else is new?
No, I've just been furloughed now, but I was working through, so nice 3-week holiday.
Yeah. We've been pretty lucky.
Where? In what? What do you mean?
Just to be healthy.
Oh, right. I thought he was lucky as he won something.
Oh, no. I won the game of life.
No, yeah, we haven't had it really, coronavirus in Grimsby.
Grimsby's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, today was the first day shops could open.
Not non-essentials, they're 15th.
15th, is it?
Yeah. I would have thought we would have seen things maybe getting better start of July, end of July.
Town seemed pretty busy, but like I said, in Leeds, the parks, town seemed busy.
Oh, what, in here?
Yeah, but in Leeds, like I said, the parks over the weekend were mental.
Were they?
Yeah, people in every sort of nook and cranny. Never seen it that busy.
Anyone in your nook and cranny?
Quite a few.
And you've been shielding, haven't you? Because you've had a...
Sex change.
She was called Pauline, now you're called Paul.
Yeah.
Karen.
Kept the tits.
You had to have
your dick.
Hello, boys. No, you had a kidney transplant, so you was one of the ones that was shielding for 3 months.
Yeah.
How did you find it?
Ah, piece of piss, mate. Lone wolf. So it came naturally to me.
Yeah. Who do you think the lockdown was hard for? People in families or people who lived on their own?
Weak. Weak people.
In all seriousness.
I think it has shown the weakness and strengths of other people. I think it was hard for people who was like in like single flats, maybe with like kids, no parks nearby.
Like
concrete
people
jungle.
In the high rise where there's no garden.
Yeah, that's some way I said we Grimsby and Cleethorpes has been, if you've lived around here, you've just had it made, because there's been hardly no coronavirus. The weather's been beautiful. We've lived near the sea. Then we've got the Wolds.
Yeah.
Everything's not, you know, it's a 10-minute bike ride from somewhere.
A lot of people have had basically a month holiday from work.
Yeah.
On full pay.
And they're loving it. And like they're saying, now, let's keep the lockdown going.
But as we're saying this, there's probably, if you do have listeners at all, there might be some people who it's been fucking awful, like they've lost the business. I bet there's been some business owners lost in Grimsby.
I think there might
be. My mum said the opticians on Cromwell Road.
Oh, is it gone?
They're about to shut down because of it.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, but I don't get that. Why? Because everything was being
paid. But is it a business that's been... I think there was quite a lot of...
if you struggle in any way, it was going to mess you up. Yeah.
Imagine if you were self-employed, but you'd only been self-employed a year. Was there some kind of like...
The deal wasn't very good. No.
So definitely a lot of people were getting fucked. So for this, it's been probably life-changing.
I think they did good on the furlough scheme. But if there is a second spike... I think 2020 will be fucked. This country will be serious.
Won't we a country with pretty much the most generous furlough scheme as well?
I don't know.
I don't know what other countries were doing, to be fair.
It seems generous.
It is generous.
And it still is generous. Yeah. He's done really good.
Yeah.
And he's going to do the best. And I think companies who do it are doing it. I mean, you'd be stupid really not to, wouldn't you? I mean, it would make sense for profit-wise and everything.
Yeah.
And that's why they've done it, to, you know, keep the business afloat while the workers ain't got no work.
Definitely separate the country, though, with the fucking, we need to keep lockdown, we need to get back.
The simple answer to that is, if the people that don't want to go, just stay in and self-isolate.
Yeah.
And if you want to take a vaccine that comes along, take a vaccine, because if you have a vaccine... It doesn't matter if anyone else hasn't had a vaccine, because you've already got the vaccine, so you're fine, don't push that onto other people. If you want to stay in, stay in. Because that's you won't have a choice, because things are going to have to get back to normal. People won't stand for it to carry on. Now, even the media and the news are saying, and even the politicians are saying, the government says, look, we realise it can't last forever, and it's been 3 months. But look how compliant everyone's been. Look how quick they can push things. Look how things they make things illegal to do. Yeah. Like go giving your dad or mum a kiss and a cuddle.
Yeah.
But they have the power, we're not free. And it makes you think, was we really ever free if like, we was under that control?
Mm. Yeah, but then all the silly rules come into place. Like, are you allowed in people's gardens? You can go through the house, so long as it's to get to the garden, but you can't stay in the house. And it's like, what?
I'm a lone wolf. And I go into houses with cat fat.
I don't understand any of it. Is the disease actually about just in the air?
It's very... I'm saying now that it doesn't last that long on cardboard. It doesn't last that long. It's like minimal outside. You could have it and it would disperse.
And we've had a really good run of heat as well.
The 2 metre guidance, which is not a rule, it's a guidance. The police can't enforce that for a start.
I didn't even read the article, but I saw a headline which basically seemed to say that it can... attached to like pollution particles and stuff like that, and you can breathe those in, and that's a method of catching it. But again, I didn't read the article, so I don't know the full ins and outs.
That's been one good thing. I don't know if it's just, you know, can really tell that if it's like a placebo or something, but do you know how say like the nitrous levels have dropped because there just haven't been as many cars and stuff, and that's obviously naturally that's going to happen. But then when you're out and you can sort of take a breath in, if you're going to notice it, and sometimes you kid yourself and you think, this is amazing. Within that one thing I've noticed, living in Leeds with it being really hilly, you can definitely see an horizon that wasn't there before.
Can you
see right over into the hills where you couldn't see that before.
Definitely. Yeah.
The bad thing with that is, because like this was on the news with that Dr. Hillary guy saying because all the pollution is cleared up, it's made the pollen worse for hay fevers. So doctors are getting busier and hospitals are getting busy and the lines are getting busy because people have got the exact same symptoms as COVID, but they're going and get tested and it's just really bad hay fever, and that's to do with the pollution dropping.
Sure.
So if you suffer from hay fever,
fucked.
Who knows? It's 50-50.
That's it, mate.
So if you get a sniffle one sunny afternoon, you might be dead in 2 weeks' time.
Who knows? Yeah, I think the main thing is a second spike could be horrible because it means another lockdown, but hopefully this is the end of it, and anything that comes in the future will be better, well equipped. I just hope there isn't a new normal. I hate it when I hear that.
There will be a new normal, and that's worrying how quick people have just changed. After 41 years, nothing like this has ever happened in no one's lifetime.
Why would people distance though and do the 2 meter rule if the virus hadn't been around for say a year, if there hadn't been any cases? Why are still going to distance?
Some people will, yeah.
What's that deep state conspiracy you was telling me earlier on? Like, why all this is happening?
Control. Well, I've done it in a podcast.
Have you spoken about it?
That's quite a popular podcast, to be fair.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I think most people agree it's not normal, and so they're not saying anything. Well, not saying as much.
It's just different, isn't it? No one's ever had this before, so you don't really know how it goes.
And then when COVID goes, you get these bloody riots in America.
Where you want to go there, boys? Jesus.
Well, it's not so much a protest now, is it?
First of all, all I can say is that basically, I don't live in America. I've never been a victim of police brutality.
And we're only getting fed with
a lot of stuff. We're getting fed media as well. Yeah, the media. It's a tricky one. A really fucking tricky one.
Tricky.
No one's to talk about it.
It's a difficult one, mate, because like I said earlier, it's
Blackout Tuesday as well.
Whatever your opinion is, there's going to be a lot of people that hate it, even if your opinion comes from a
all I'm saying
place
is,
of compassion.
If it's true what the media are portraying, it don't condone smashing up businesses.
Nothing condones.
And if like you think it does condone that. If you think it does, because that's not people like a piece of profile.
I have seen a lot of footage of small business owners being interviewed by the media as well. I saw one there was because a lot of black businesses that have been damaged by it, and the kind of businesses actually absolutely decimated. There was also a left wing newspaper, their offices got smashed to pieces as well. So it's affecting a lot of different people. It's not necessarily targeting the right people doing that. Do you know what I mean? These are just normal people who are just trying to make the way in the world. Yeah. And now what are they going to do?
Also, I don't just think it's...
Especially we're saying, just off top of businesses struggling with COVID. What position are they in at the moment?
That is brutal. Brutal. But I was thinking,
I'm fine with the protests and everything. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But it is just this destruction. And what they're choosing to destroy. It's like Walmart and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? But when it is just a small business, someone just trying to make the way in the world, you have to draw a line.
And if they're doing it to their own community as well.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I don't think it was just this. I think there might have been tensions rising a long time before this.
I definitely think the pandemic and having people locked up.
Obviously, no, that's not going to help, is it?
No, of course not.
People go from this to this to the other.
Yeah, caged animals.
And now with everything,
everyone's set free, and it's just nuts.
I mean, there might be more to it because they work together.
Yeah.
And his brother-in-law was there, apparently, at the time.
I felt like that. I told him not to go slightly off topic, but I felt like a caged animal, because when I went running, I was the most aggressive motherfucker there was, telling people to get out of my way when they won't move, and I don't know what it was. And I got back and I was like...
When was this?
Just over the pandemic, when I've been running. I've been going out.
You've been running?
I've been telling him I was getting a lot of shit off the people around me, because I live in a, you know, pretty much a gardenless, one-bedroom flat with two tiny windows. And when it's hot outside, it's really hot in my flat, really hot.
Yeah.
So I was going out, you know, for my exercise. Some people might have seen me go out more than once or twice, but I wasn't speaking to anyone. I wasn't going near anyone. And people had to say something, and it was
what did they say?
Annoying. One occasion was what I said to him. It's a pretty middle class kind of a place. You know, people do well for themselves in that area. There's just some dude in his garden with his bare belly sat there tending a beer and a barbecue, and he just shouts, you know, oh, something about us having backpacks on. You go, Rike, what are you doing with your backpacks on? Don't you know it's a virus? He's fat cunt. How dare you speak to me like that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, sucks. Are you lost, boys? No, I live down there, pal. What's your problem?
You always have busy fuckers like that, though. Do you know people just stick the neb in? They just like having that little thing of power, don't they? Little thing of control.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so it just made me aggressive, I think. And when I was running, it was just, I went into beast mode.
What I was going to say about these riots as well, you think a lot of it's you. When you're young, imagine all the energy you've got then, and you're a proper social creature, and you're just caged up with your life, no meaning or anything. Mm. And then this thing happens, and it's just an explosion of all that youthful energy as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
There's that element of me that I can't really
youthful
say.
Youthful energy is
like...
not always good, because in the Middle Ages, in Europe, mortality rates were like horrendous, like murder rates and everything. And one of the reasons being for that is that the population was young, because no one lived to be very old. So everyone was young. So the murder rates were just like through the roof during those times.
Yeah.
Well, even now, I bet if you look at like a lot of murder statistics, I bet it's a lot of young people who commit the murders.
Yeah, it's really.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's a lot of young people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Unless like someone stabbed the missus or the missus stabbed the guys over fucking lockdown.
There was, I think, again, I'm just quoting what I've seen as media bullshit, but I think domestic abuse did go up.
Did it go up?
I guess from what I was told. Which you kind of can tell. If you're going to live with someone 24 hours a day, normally where you'd have that breathing space of work.
If you're stuck in a house with a psychotic.
Yeah.
Imagine
that.
Imagine them people who were like battered wives before, and then their husband's just there all... I bet it was terrifying.
Awful.
Yeah.
And especially if there's kids as well building the tension, and the dude's just not happy, and he's stuck. Or even a wife, like a psychotic woman who just henpecks her poor husband, and now he has to be around it 24 hours a day.
I just got the feeling then of what some, like you said, walking into that scenario where the kid's peering over the cot screaming, and he's getting dead angry in a smoke-filled room because she's fucking being his toast for breakfast. He's like, "You've done it again, you fucking bitch!"
It's horrible, mate, yeah.
And fucking gives her a quick jab, and it's like...
So it's definitely gone up.
And poor Lily comes in.
He's not able to see his mates anymore, have a beer and let off some steam, go to the gym.
No.
Now his wife's the punching bag.
And she fucking can't go and shag a bit on the side.
Yeah.
Oh, like poor 12-year-old Lily comes in from a paper round.
And in a really horrible way as well.
Fucking corner shop and paid her again because they ain't got no money because it's coronavirus. It's fucking never ending for the family.
This virus really has, thinking about that. I mean, not just domestic abuse, but fucking child abuse. Separated
the strong from the weak.
No, it's been horrible for probably a hell of a lot of people. We are actually really lucky. Thinking about that sort of abuse angle.
Oh, yeah.
Grim.
To be fair, I hadn't even thought about that.
No, I am.
Really crossed my mind because I've been all right, and that's a bit selfish.
Yeah. I think it was inevitable that suicide would go up, because if you have people
isolated... Has it actually gone up?
Again, I'm quoting figures that I have no idea.
Well, we know what your first news article was today, wasn't it?
Oh, this is the guy who said, what you need to do, mate, is check Sky News, because they're the boys. Oh, yeah, nice
one. When did I say that? I think I said RT News.
I always because they're not biased in any way, are they? Russia Today?
No, wrong Russians.
Fuck me. Jesus.
Fucking Russians.
The American will die. Yeah,
there's,
nice
there's
one.
There's no specific news site I actually follow, come to think of it. Is there any you go to and go, oh, this is my news site?
No, I ain't got the brains to distinguish which
I've just got like one of those amalgamation that's got articles from all over the place. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I mean, the Daily Mirror and the Sun are my go-to ones with like the Sunday Sport.
Comic even everything you read, it's just all garbage anyway, isn't it? It's all like agenda-driven. It's just, you can... From both sides, it's just annoying.
Well, at the end of the day, it's, an idiot. With it being online, they have to get clicks, so they have to sell stories. It's
like the local paper, the Grimsby Telegraph and the Hull are starting to do that now, like these bullshit click things.
I've noticed that with Grimsby Live.
And it's fucking crap, Grimsby Live. They don't know the red from their ass for a start. Bunch of fucking clowns.
I agree, pal. And you've been on Grimsby Live.
I do, yeah, because I haven't got Twitter, so it's the only way I can really check
it. No, I mean, and you've been featured on it.
What for?
Nonce found in park.
Had cock up cat.
Have you ever been in the Telegraph?
For any issue?
Not really, for any issue. Only when I was, like, ghost hunting, yeah.
Oh, you was in the advert for that shop you worked at as well, wasn't
that
you?
One in the paper, that was on the buses.
Was that on the buses?
Yeah, I passed.
What was it, your mug on the buses?
Yeah, I was going to do my Blakey impression then from on the buses. I'll get you for this Butlin. It's fucking ace on the buses.
That relevant fucking...
What, programme? No, I
like... never liked it.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, you've never seen it.
When was this from? Like the fucking 70s or something?
60s, 70s.
From the 70s. I remember my friend, Kevin Blanchard, he used to love it. Loved it. So I'd go round to his house and he'd put it on. And it was just terrible. Terrible. Like that guy who's meant to be like the top shagger is the ugliest fucker you've ever seen in your life.
Jack.
Yeah, he's fucking...
His teeth were like broken down fences.
Oh, the mash. His teeth are mash. But like he'll be out on his butt, little cheeky cheppy, and he'll be out on his bus and he'll park it up for 10 minutes, run in and out,
ding dong,
shag someone's wife, and then he's straight back in the bus on his merry way.
No, it was good. I like Tepto and Thumb. I like Stepto and Son.
I remember watching it, but
how old?
I think if I watched it now, I'd find it grim.
Yeah.
I think Only Fools and Horses. I've been watching a lot of Only Fools and Horses over the last time.
I can't handle that anymore.
I've read a book.
The only series that I can handle, and it's pretty new, is Peep Show. I can watch that over and over again.
Yeah.
But I can't really do anything else.
What about Red Dwarf?
No. Never into that.
What do you think, you've like mentioned before about the new norm, what do you think is this new norm of like having pub quizzes over fucking Zoom and like bullshit like that?
It's alright. If people want to do it, they want to do it.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be the new norm, because the new norm, because human contact is really important.
Yeah, really is.
Really is, like, interaction as well. You can't interact over a Skype call, because it's just, it might be alright for a couple of months, but you can't do it for long.
I think after this...
People will revert back to their old socialising ways. We're social animals.
Yeah.
You don't.
I do hope so, yeah.
No, there's no way that, like, the public en masse will just turn into those weird guys in Japan. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not going to happen. We are fundamentally social animals. So we will just revert back to them old ways. It's just a mean at the minute, isn't it, of communicating with people. It's the next best thing.
I think it'll still carry on because people find it convenient, but...
I've done it with my family. We've done twice now.
I have to do Skype at work.
On Friday. We're going to do a quiz over Zoom.
Never on it.
No.
Never.
It's alright.
I do my interviews on it, and it's like something. I did one the other day with Simon Lucas, this author. And it's like Skype's fucking crap. It's crap quality.
Is it not very good?
No, it keeps going in and out, and then they sound like a fucking xylophone sometimes, and it catches up with itself.
For anyone listening, we are doing this podcast over Zoom in the garden and definitely not breaking any rules. There you go. Disclaimer.
Thanks. So, I can't even remember what I was going to say then, or what I was saying.
It's probably bullshit.
I've been watching a lot of films.
Look at you, little fucking Jerry Curls. You're getting an afro, aren't you?
I'm going to put it all into dreadlocks.
Yeah, this boy's getting dreadlocks.
Be like Samson. I was reading about
Samson.
I was reading an article about Samson and dreadlocks and like the meaning of it all. And apparently they used the word retard because it says the like dreadlocks there to retard the power. Yeah. I thought, what does it mean by retard? Because I didn't know what actually the word retard meant, and it like means being kept back.
Yeah. Samson's biblical.
So with her, yeah, Samson had like seven like locks of hair, and they think that was dreadlocks.
Samson.
And that's why a lot of people have dreadlocks to keep their like energy in the body.
Yeah,
because like they think it leaves through the hair, but if the hair's all tied up, can't get in. It just go back in.
You said the Vikings.
The Vikings. Yeah. It comes from the Viking.
Did that just come from dirty? No. Cunts not washing their hair.
No, I think it was a thing they had. And some like Germanic.
Germanic.
Yeah, like sort of tribes had them as well.
Hmm.
So, yeah, and you probably have some scruffy cunts.
Isn't there a ball ache to keep?
I don't know. There's a shop I'm going to do it, and if it's fucking turns out crap, I'll just shave my head. I've had a shave head before anyway.
Yeah,
you're not going to have the little ones like head up.
You can do it for me.
But the way he's dressed in that, everyone will think he's an eco warrior.
Yeah. A crusty. That's what they were called. I remember we did a gig. In
his camo shorts, his little ankle bracelet and stuff. He'll easily get mistaken for an eco warrior.
Not an eco warrior.
All he needs is a Peter t-shirt.
Peter now of an Antifa t-shirt. Oh, he's like, for me, I'm here.
And he'll start smelling like Bjork in Grimsby.
Yeah.
Do you know, joss sticks and incense.
So.
Patrick Swayze, the boy. Rest in peace.
He's a good actor, Patrick Swayze.
Really good actor. Fucking Donnie Darko when he played the pedo. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brave role for him.
Was a brave role.
Brave
role.
Ghost,
man, that's it.
Ghost was, but there's that film for me that I just see him in his point. He's like Point Break.
Demi Moore was pretty hot back in the day.
The size of his hands.
Big hands.
I bet he covers her face while he's smashing her into the wall.
But for me, it'll always be Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
So it's Point Break for me, Dirty Dancing for you.
Ghost for me, I'd say. Yeah, he's the boy. Chicks love this film, man. Just touch every element of just complete sob.
I used to like it when I was younger because I had them demons at the end.
They scared me.
Get off the train!
Yeah.
If like that happened and I knew it was an afterlife and it was someone I loved and that, I'd just kill myself to be with them.
You know those shadow people?
Yeah.
My nana watched this film, and when those shadow people appeared, she said turn it off, and she's never kind of done that with anything before.
That's funny you should say that, because we had a CDT teacher at school called Mr. Foxtrot. CDT's woodwork and like shit like that, people don't know. I don't really know what it stands for.
Combined something technology. Combined something technology.
Yeah. But Mr. Foxtrot said, because he was a bit of a spiritualist, went to a spiritual church and he dealt with that hauntings and that, and like he said, that's the closest film to what actually happens. And it's funny, like, just a lot of people are saying about things.
Shadow people are pretty popular, aren't they, as a concept?
Did your nano ever explain why it freaked her out so much?
No, but there was one other thing, and it was, again, I think a lot of people say this when they hear stories from the nana, like, my nana never lied, she never had any reason to lie. And I'm going to say that she didn't. She never lied.
Well, she could be mistaken.
And she said one time, she never delved in anything like Ouija boards or anything like that, but she went to a seance when she was a little bit younger. And it was one where they were sat around the table and they had glasses turned upside down. You put the hand on the glasses. And I can't remember the details of the story, but basically the glasses smashed. She couldn't understand why. So at the time, she thought it was paranormal or something, and then she never fucked with anything like that.
Really?
Kind of thing. Yeah. But she seemed genuinely scared when she was telling me the story.
Yeah.
How's your ghost hunting going, mate?
Yeah, I went to Skidbrook the other day for a walk, because I'm going for a 10-mile bike ride today. Then I went to Skidbrook for a walk. Well, I didn't walk to Skidbrook. I drove to Skidbrook, and I was going in the church, and like, because it's crowing season, I was really weary, because there's like lots
of... Did
they
attack you?
Yeah, at crowing season they do. So I was put, like, sort of all the crows flew out. Well, like, my hairdresser used to take... he used to live near a park, his shop. Well, he's not an hairdresser, he's a barber. He used to take his dog Jess for a walk, and like when I went in to see him from the haircut, he had like things on his head, like he's been picked scams off. And what it was is because he's taking his dog around the park, He's going underneath the crow's nest, and the crows are swooping down and picking his head.
Jeez.
Yeah, and that happened a few times, and it does happen in crowing season if you go under the nest.
That's nuts.
Have either of you ever been attacked by a wild animal?
No, I think I might have been chased by a dog as a kid, but yeah.
I tried to pick a hamster up once and it bit me, and it was like dead painful.
Crows are really intelligent. They recognise your face and also recognise the way you walk.
Where's this from? Is this from the dolphins being seen swimming in Venice canals?
Try.
Is this the one where Donald Trump...
Try BBC Bears, bitch.
Crows are super
intelligent. I know they're intelligent.
They do recognise people.
The way people walk and the mannerisms.
Yeah, because they remember if you've been good or bad to them.
Yeah.
They remember.
Yeah, so if you're someone who jolts over and fucking gives a crow a kick, they'll pick you up, man.
Part of the nature to recognise what's the threat and what isn't. Yeah, if you give them food, it'll start coming to you.
So really then, I didn't know that. I mean, I like know they're dead clever because I've like seen them when like we went to Cornwall, me, Molly and David once, we were stopped off and the crows were like going up on the bin, lifting the bin up, getting the wrapper and pulling it down and then decimating it like that. But I didn't know they recognised you, or if they weren't a threat, which is good. If I walked into a church and they didn't attack me, they flew out and they let me walk.
Yeah, so long as you fucking keep yourself to yourself.
I think what you're saying is right, because like face recognition is like a deep, complex part of like the human brain. Mm. It's a complex thing that we do, and a lot of other animals don't do that. Like you're saying, they do it by other things.
Yeah.
So like it'll be smell and movement, body language and stuff like that. So yeah, you're probably spot on with that. I can't, because a crow won't have the same like brain network that we've got for recognising human faces. No way.
But yeah, intelligent, man. There you go. Crows, the boys.
I think
a lot of them black bit, like ravens and stuff, they are pretty, as well.
Then
devil's birds.
Yeah.
Then I found a new thing that I like to go to, a place on a hill. You can see over the towns and you're in the country, just sit in the sun. Smoke a joint.
Oh, you're on about Nonce Hill.
What?
Nonce Hill.
Nonce Hill.
It's where the nonces
go. Oh, right, is it? I wonder why it was so busy. Your dad said hi, by the way. You seen Arlie? And just smoke a joint, then you're just with one with the universe. You're on a rock spinning through space.
He's definitely going to be an eco warrior.
No, you've got this big sun that's right. Just energising your body, and then outside you with the growing grass, then in your body's just be getting energised by this fucking...
I bet you got Lady Crystal
loads of ants. Oh, I thought you were saying like stung by loads of ants.
No, you got all fucking crystals and fucking...
Just
and I've come off my my medication as well for being depressed.
That's good. And you haven't noticed the difference. Down.
So it's made me a bit stronger.
Yeah.
And it's the good thing about the lockdown is that it has brought people together, because every time I went for a bike ride when it was severely locked down, you used to see the same people, you say hi, then you used to stop and have a conversation. But everyone that I saw when it was the real lockdown was old people out. Some of them sat down having a sandwich and a cup of tea, or just sat there with the dog. And like one of them had like really bad walking because she had two walking sticks. She just sat there fucking sunbathing. See, Grimsby didn't give a fuck.
I bet a lot of people didn't stick to the rules.
Did you stick to the rules?
No, I left my house more than once to exercise.
You let me down. Did you stick to the rules?
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't speak to anyone, didn't touch anyone. I just went for a few walks.
That makes a change for you, not touching anyone.
I can't stay in that flat, man. It's hot. Dark. Need
Dingy.
To get out. Yeah, I need to get out. Simple as, if anyone had a problem with it. Fuck 'em.
What? Yeah, I mean, you have to, don't you? I mean, the key thing to do is...
Just be sensible.
Go for your exercise.
Yeah. I want touching people. I want going up to them, you know what I mean? Just keep your distance and chill.
I think it's been different for different police forces as well, because the Humberside chief said... What is it Chief Constable, the head guy, is it? He said that we're not too going to, like, bust people's balls, just sort of... Because other forces were getting fucking hammered for it, weren't they?
A lot of people contesting the fines after what Cummins did.
Someone came out in the front garden and PCSO came up to said, you shouldn't be in your front garden, you need to go back.
Yeah, I saw that video.
And it's like, what? So like the police didn't know the rules. The 2 metre guidance is a guidance. They can't enforce that. They can't come into entry into people's houses.
Yeah, the rules are pretty vague. I mean, they did have a list on their fucking government website, but when the rules don't make sense.
And it seems to it like when they say the rules, they say how the police talk to you. It's like sort of a guiding question. Say, so you won't go out, will you? You've got to do this and that. And that's how it's like a lead in. So I think the government know. Not everyone's doing the rules.
All right, I've got a good one for you. Everyone's favourite film that they saw during lockdown. I know mine straight away, which was I really enjoyed Colour Out of Space, Nicolas Cage, H.P. Lovecraft film. That was awesome. Really good, mate. In a tacky Nick Cage overacting kind of way, but yeah, I enjoyed it.
I watched True Romance really from a long
time ago. I watched that 20 years ago. It was ace.
like that was good.
It's cool.
I've started to watch Arrested Development, watched Only Fools and Horses, watched Cuckoo.
All the new shit then?
Well, there's no new shit out, is there, that comes onto Netflix really? Because if it's a new film, it could be an old film.
A lot of originals. Did you watch The Platform? That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like The Platform. Really good. Yeah, it was. It was good.
Really good. Imagine that as a prison existence.
It was super grim.
It was super grim. Super grim.
Did you get the ending?
With a little kid?
Yeah.
I think I watched a ending explained kind of thing, so...
Yeah, so basically they sent the kid up to the top, didn't they? So
why did they do that?
So the people who was preparing everything saw that there was a child down there.
Right.
Because they didn't know.
Ah, right.
Because it was like a weird dystopian future, and like in... like. Where everything's compartmentalised, so yeah. No one really knows the true horrors of what goes on. Because that woman comes in, doesn't she, who's part of the bureaucracy,
yeah.
And she only thinks there's so many flaws to it, but in actual fact, there's loads more, so, yeah.
It seemed like they were volunteering to go in there as well, weren't they, to earn some money?
Somewhere, but I think most of them were criminals, weren't they?
A lot of them were criminals, but yeah, he went. The main guy went in for a university degree, didn't he?
That was it. Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen? Because like certain films have got genres, aren't there? Like zombie films, vampire films, comedy films, prison films. You've like got that you've said. You've got Cube. Have you guys ever seen the Cube film?
Yeah,
I've seen Cube.
You've got Escape Plan. Is there any more prison films like that? That are weird.
Alien 3.
I can't remember it.
That was a prison in space.
Was it?
I'm sure there has been more, definitely. Yeah.
Be a good slasher flick, wouldn't it? Like, say, just a big deformed 7-foot beast in a red check shirt. Basically Hatchet, but in a prison. Imagine that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, like how? Because if everyone's locked up, how like, would he get in to kill him? Or like, does he get in somehow, kill him, and get out now?
Yeah, he just gets in.
They kind of had it in what was it I was watching? It was one of the Wrong Turns where them prisoners are getting transported.
Was it number 4, the prequel?
I think it is. Beginning. Yeah. They obviously like end up crashing or something, and then it's just all the prisoners like on the loose, they're all turning on each other and stuff.
Oh yeah, it's got that. Yeah.
Who's the killer in Wrong Turn? Is it just one guy?
No, it's a family of freaks. You've got three fingers, haven't you?
It seemed to me when I was watching them, the second one seems more standalone. Oh no, because that one with the white hair. I don't know, is he? Yeah, he is, isn't he?
That's from like three fingers, is in all of them.
Is it a family right from the start? Because I just thought it was one dude.
I think two was my favourite with the family with the kid and stuff like that. I really liked that one. Might watch that. Henry Rowling was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the game show one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check that one out. So I don't think I've really seen
it. She's like, look,
it's like there's the big dad, and then there's the mum, and then there's the two kids
in there because
and they keep shagging each other, the kids.
Yeah, he starts wanking, doesn't he? That lass.
Yeah.
And she sees a fucking ass with it.
Yeah.
Fucking girl.
So then they shag each other and then go and kill that other woman, don't they?
Do they? Is that what happened? Yeah, I remember that.
Hills Have Eyes is my favourite.
Remake or new one?
Remake.
That's got Buffalo Bill in it. What's his name?
The actor who played Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. Because he was in Shutter Island.
really brutal. Do you remember that scene at the start where they're in the caravan and all the freaks break in and
they ties into the cross and yeah. says, what's that?
Yeah, it's brutal.
It's like that film is one of them ones for me where I watched it once, but it's not one where it's like, oh, I'm in the mood to watch that, because it is just that scene's horrible.
It is horrible. And you just hear her screaming.
Yeah.
Dark.
I think they rape the baby in that as well.
It's just loads of suggestions. Horrible. Yeah.
You see, I mean, it's Buffalo Billy, it's tied to the stake.
I think so.
And like, go out and he's there. The first one, the originals are good.
I haven't seen the originals.
Watch Children of the Corn. I don't know, have you guys ever seen that?
Yeah, I used to love them films. Proper love them.
We like saw some of them over lockdown.
I used to have the box set of all of them. Great films. Malachi, Jebediah. Yeah.
What films are?
Kill the Outlander! Children of the Corn.
Oh, I don't think I've seen them.
The one that walks behind the rose.
Yeah. He Who Walks Behind the Rose.
Yeah, because it's not a mythical thing. It is real, isn't it? It's a demon thing.
It's fucking ace. Really good. They should remake that and just do it really well. That'd be awesome.
I don't know if they should.
I think so.
What films have you watched over the...
Just mostly just... I've said Rise of the Foot Soldier, but mostly just like horror movies.
Yeah,
B-movies. All the wrong turns, because I've never seen them.
What do you think to number six? Because number six is banned. Or did you see the edited one?
I didn't watch that one.
That's just banned because it's got...
Is that the one that you was telling me had the woman from Emmerdale in it?
No, I said it had a guy from EastEnders in it.
Phil Mitchell, the one of the freaks.
No, he just used a picture of a real missing person and they didn't get the permission off the family to use it, so they trapped that scene. But they will sell them at Asda's for £6. But I'm going to have to get in touch with...
That's weird. That's
Bob.
Not even that bad. There's certain scenes in films where I'm like, how the fuck did that get through? Do you know what I mean?
Like what?
Oddly enough, Human Centipede 2 or 3 2 or 3 where they're in the car and she has the baby on the umbilical cord and it goes under the accelerator and she has to get away. So she pushes the accelerator down and it crushes the baby's head.
I've only seen the film.
I was like, that's fucking gross. How did that get
through? I don't like films like that no more. I went through a big stage of collecting them because they were worth quite a lot of money for trades and that. And like some of them are limited and like they go for a lot of money.
Hmm.
But just good to be put in your collection to say, I've got this.
Yeah.
Because there's some films out there. There's one called, it's called like Puke Gore. Like Puke, we're like actually proper sick. In films over things, and it's like really weird, but they're dead expensive, like the DVDs.
Crazy. It sounds like snuff films. Fucking snuff films. You used to be into them.
Oh yeah, you used to like make them all the
time. I remember when you showed me that Japanese one, but it was that famous one,
Guinea Pig.
Yeah, and you told me it was real and I totally believed it. Never seen it like that before.
Your house.
Give I think we did, yeah. We were onto your house, so it was like, on a tape. That's dead dodgy.
It's the Japanese one, when it chat like some Charlie Sheen saw it.
Yeah.
He reported to the FBI and they launched an investigation to a real snuff film. And then he had to bring
it's basically
all
just
actors.
A dude cutting a woman up on a table in it.
Yeah.
And I remember you believed it was real as well. Q told us it was real, and I was like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, this can't be real.
And like, they are a lot of money. It's like, well.
So was it fake?
Yeah.
It's quite famous. A lot of people have seen it. I think you can actually get it now, can't you?
I think you get the Japanese one. I know the American.
Just all really well done prosthetics.
But then on Channel 4, about 9 years ago, they had that autopsy doctor doing live autopsies on.
Yeah, but when it's under education, it's a completely different thing.
But he still had complaints. But we went to see his. Can you remember when we went to Amsterdam?
Saw his exhibition.
Yeah, it was like all white muscle and like.
I remember.
Plasticized.
I smoked a nice fatty and we was meant to go at a certain time, I think. And anyway, so we went to a cafe in Amsterdam, didn't we? And I got really stoned and then I started like freaking out, thinking, I don't really want to go and see all like skinned bodies. It started really like freaking me out. I think you had to convince me to go in there. And I really
It was like $25 and I thought, well, we're just going to have to go. But when you got in there, there was like...
He won that bad once. They got him.
Babies coming out of fannies and things like that.
I felt like I was going to go in the scariest ghost train, like real human bodies. Oh god!
But he won that.
He had this one of like a human size of a, and it was all your nerves, and he had it out like a human body, and but it was all your nerves. That was interesting.
I think the thing was the way they preserve it is they kind of plasticize it, don't they?
Yeah.
So I was imagining in my head like kind of fresh bodies, like with that wet glisten.
Yeah,
to
but it
wasn't like that. Like wet shimmer.
Like a Hellraiser.
Hellraiser, yeah.
Smashed out your mind just walking into Hellraiser.
I didn't know what to expect, but yeah. Because I remember I watched some of them documentaries and those live autopsies. It was horrible.
He was a weird dude as well.
Yeah, he's controversial. Yeah. I like the cut of his jib.
I don't see why it's controversial, because it is really educational. It's dead fascinating to see the nerve system spread out like that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And the thing is, if you don't like it, you don't have to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's too logical for
other people. I think people don't get that you can turn something off. You don't have to read something. You don't have to download something.
Yeah.
It's mad that someone has to have that job, isn't it? Your job every day is just going and cutting bodies over.
Yeah.
It's like I often, because I've got the weird eating thing, I often think, like, I don't think I could ever go out with somebody who had that job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just plunging their hands into dead bodies.
Dated that girl when I was
coming home making you a nice sandwich.
Yeah. She used to say how you'd stuff the heads full of hay.
Do you? Is that
for
what you
when
do?
You stitch it up? And she'd do, she was toxicology. So
is that actually true?
That's what she
told me.
Because
it just fucking sounds like.
Apparently,
like she's
something.
Ways
no,
I
could have did that to you too.
I can see some straw coming out his ears.
We just stuff. She fucking makes. She fucking actually went out with a dumb farmer's girl who makes scarecrows.
She said what they all used to do is cut the dicks off and wear as necklaces, like Predator.
Yeah, you stuff their heads with hay, and then we put them on the fields. Goes away. Yeah, you mentioned that story before about you used to go out with a mortician girl.
But yeah, I know what you mean, if they're making you sandwiches.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, like you come in and sorting out, like, parts.
They don't bring the work home with them, mate. Fucking hell. Just mind that dead body in the kitchen. Why is there straw everywhere?
I don't think the film heads are straw.
Yeah, fucking
hell. I'm not buying that.
I know those people who know shit.
You should start your own news company.
Maybe I should.
Call it FNews, fakenews.com.
So before the burying, do they rip all your innards out and stuff?
I'm not sure about.
And I don't know, because I guess she was toxicology.
Because the heart's supposed to be hard to burn in it. Because it's like the toughest muscle.
If you think
I reckon that, to be the way the fences get, it blast a heart to smithereens.
They melt bone.
Heart.
No,
like
they don't melt
like
down bone.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
No, it doesn't.
Imagine, like,
the dust
heart
is the fucking bone.
Flaming thing, and it's like some oracle from outer space that can't be destroyed. Do you know? Nah.
What do you think the ash is?
That's the ground up bones.
Who grounds them up?
They put in a tumbler and it grinds it up.
Exactly.
You say it melts the bones.
What about
it melts the bones.
Burns all the hay up.
That's fucking why the stuff in the day, because it like gets the fire going. But you like so use it for kindling.
Do you want to be cremated when I kill you?
I don't know. I want to be plasticized. You
what
tell me
mean?
About like, fucking just like stuff me like that.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Why is that what happened?
Yeah. You want to be stuffed?
Yeah.
Can humans be embalmed and stuffed?
Well, they're being embalmed because that's what happens to them in the day.
Ah, right.
But can they be stuffed? I think so, yeah.
But I'm saying, can't they be embalmed and then made something where they can just, like...
When you're stuffed with hay. That's what made me think when you said...
So why are you fucking arguing the point if you know that?
Because when you die and you get put in the ground, they're not going to stuff you for fucking hay, are they?
You could just be put in a position, because, like, them models we saw, what we was just talking about, they was all in positions, like, playing trumpets and stuff like that, or... With tennis rackets.
So you could do it.
Or having sex.
You just have to find a way for the skin not to rot.
No, because it was plasticised.
The plasticised, yeah.
So it could be done then. It's just not done because of the moral ethics.
When you're stuffed, you're just basically putting the skin around something, I believe.
I think every element would have to be plasticised, so you couldn't just, like, coat it.
No.
It just turns to mush, and then it ended up like a clear like model of what you used to look like with loads of soil at the bottom. Weed plant growing out.
There's
I think I'd like to be buried. Oh, I don't know. I really don't care.
I'll be dead. Do what you want with me.
What do you want to be buried
on? Oh, in fact, that new thing's passed now where you're an organ donor if you
don't opt out.
I'm fine with that. I don't give a fuck. You're dead. Who cares?
You could have, there's those natural funerals you could have now where they just like put you in like a cardboard coffin and just
leave you on the street. Leave you on the street. Sweet. Fucking Leroy stinking up the gaff again. Kicking his coffin down next door.
DIY.
I've heard of the thing where you they put you in the ground and then plant a tree, so literally your body goes into that tree. The big fucking deformed monster tree. My face on it.
Yeah, but I thought you went into the ground anyway because the ground's all connected in it to plants and trees, so everything's connected, so you'd go into the system anyway.
That's why I prefer burying, I think, because it is this... I feel.
But
like...
you don't rot outside the coffin, do you? You stay in the coffin and just turn to mush. I want to be actually in the soil, so
yeah.
The
but eventually, that coffin will like cave in on itself.
Long
but
time.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you get buried in one of them cardboard boxes, that'll just rot in no time.
A little
and
special.
Don't have your body treated with all embalming stuff and everything. Just fucking let it rot au naturel.
And I want an open coffin as well, so everyone sees that fucking horror.
Did you see that about the open coffin where, like, they took the picture of them that? Funeral and it had a window in the casket and they got home and looked at it and like you can see the fucking corpse waving.
What? Fuck off.
Like,
they,
no,
like,
I heard about
was
that,
that fake news?
It, no, they like, think it might have been a gas.
Yeah.
When the body released gases it does that, but someone said it's clearly a rat, but someone said no, it's clearly waving, but they didn't notice it.
Is the video online?
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
And like they said it might be gas, but if it's been degassed.
Can you get it up for me?
Yeah, we'll have a look at it now.
I don't believe that. That's bullshit. You know, if something's waving like and something's just beat. Gassing
don't
out.
Don't call bullshit, mate. When you haven't seen it, I'm going to have a bit of pizza.
How's the weight been going over lockdown?
Good. I've had awesome. I just cycle every day. I've got lovely legs. Your mum would like them.
Fair play. Fair game.
What was I looking for? Man waving in coffin.
Yeah. This is bullshit. I'll buy this one second.
Not better than Donald Trump having the Bible upside down.
I'm sure I read that article, and I'm sure I read the explanation, and it did make sense. Otherwise, they'd have turfed him out. Do you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
exactly. It was. I bet it was. Well, this is bullshit anyway. Don't even know why I'm talking about it. What kind of exercise have you been doing over lockdown?
Cycling, I've said about four times.
Cycling, is that all?
10 miles a day, walking.
19 seconds, it's straight to the point, there you go.
Right, shut up, check this shit out. Right, I can see a dude. There's movement, but... Was that it? The fuck, bro? Actually, yeah, that's pretty, like... That's funny. Could have
it's
been
a little salute.
I'm done. But did they open the coffin?
Eating on your podcast. How unprofessional.
I know.
Let's if make... anything people don't like is slapping lips.
Yeah. Fuck it, let's make him suffer. Let's just not talk. So his podcast fucking gets taken off.
Has guests on his podcast and just
starts eating pizza.
Eating pizza halfway through.
Dead air. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Enjoy losing
lovely.
Listeners.
So do you think it was?
If you try that bullshit on me, with pizza all fucking round your chops.
Oh, look at the riots.
Ah, shit, man. Is this new?
No.
Looting. Looting and a tooting.
It's not looting, it's a protest. And you can't say otherwise or you'll be fucking
flame threat.
Chaos in Minneapolis.
Juggernaut was fake about the one I showed you with the cops stealing all the stuff on the Nike store, like boxes, but we're actually wearing cops vests, police vests. Kind of bit.
I haven't seen that one. I've like seen the videos.
It's one of them things. Like, I don't know what to believe. Is that just like protesters?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I've seen the video where
I'm putting them pictures online. Oh, this is what I just don't know what's true. I'm not there.
Yeah. I've seen the videos where the like people say, "Oh, look, the cops are smashing these windows."
Yeah.
But then they're saying, "No, they're not smashing the windows. They're knocking the like glass out because it's hanging down."
And that makes sense. Yeah.
But like these bricks keep appearing like everywhere. These pallets of bricks that are like appearing all around the streets. Mm. And they think, "Well, why are the bricks just appearing? Are they for the rioters?" Oh, sorry, protesters.
Yeah, it's an odd one, but like you say, we're not there. It's a difficult one.
No, and that, you know, we're quite lucky to not have that.
Our cops are pussies, they don't even have guns.
What kind of damage does a rubber bullet do?
I think it
hits. Did you see that picture of that woman?
No, well, it just said there that the firing rubber bullet, and I've always wondered what kind of...
massive thing in Ireland, I don't know... Well, I sort of can remember that. I can remember the troubles in Ireland. That was my Irish accent.
Troubles in Ireland.
The troubles in Ireland. You do your accent, mate.
Not today, bro. Not your fucking.
And there was a big thing about rubber bullets. Like, they've always been dangerous, really dangerous. This woman posted a picture of herself on, like the internet, and her eyes, like, out here. And she's got a massive gash in her head.
It's meant to incapacitate you. Not
or
like,
you know? She didn't hear it, it just went
just
boiling.
Just people it, yeah. Like, back in your house.
Like, people wanted to fire bean bags at them. Like, little bean bag things. That'd instead of rubber bullets.
I used to love bean bags.
I mean, it's going to wear, isn't it, if a fucking bullet's travelling.
Yeah. Pepper spray looks brutal.
Pepper spray, yeah.
I used to go to college with this girl, and she found out her boyfriend was cheating. So, have I said this before? And she like cutting chilies up, and she rubbed them all in her hands, and then went and wanked him off.
Do you reckon getting like it by a rubber bullet in the face is like taking a good punch off a professional boxer?
No,
depends if it's close range. I would say yeah.
Would you say, yeah?
Well, didn't the workout Mike Tyson's punch works out about getting it with a mini at a certain mile an hour?
He's a beast. He's getting back into it.
What a fool. Tyson. Why is he doing that?
Yeah. He's really old.
No, he's 53. He's not as old as I thought he was. Yeah, it's an expedition fight. So it's not going to be...
Right, that's fine then.
But
that's
I think Tyson Fury's got a call or something to fight. Like,
kill him.
I don't know. You see the thing with Mike Tyson.
I think Tyson Fury now would batter him.
Yeah, I
think
so. He
would batter him. The thing is, Mike Tyson's a naturally aggressive, like a naturally hard person.
Yeah, but look at his career just collapsed, didn't it? He's not that same angry young. Like even now, he's a proper weedhead, all chilled out, like laughing with his podcast and stuff. He's not that same crazy animal as he was when he was young.
Haven't you seen him training yet on the pads for this and like the bag?
No,
he's doing good, but like you said,
but he's a professional boxer. He's gonna look good doing that. But he's coming up against another professional boxer. If he's fighting Fury, who's loads younger than him. Who's always already proven himself as like a heavyweight champion. He'd batter Tyson. He's massive, his reach is long and stuff.
And like you said, he's not old, but 53 is completely different to 30.
Yeah,
well,
I suppose 53 in boxing,
In his 30s, he was losing to people who were a lot worse than Tyson Fury. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
Fox News,
the boys. What do you think of Donald Trump saying he's going to get the army on the streets? Do you think that's good or bad?
Again, I have no place to comment. I don't know.
What I'd say is, at the end of the day, he's got to put down that... He's got to put
he's
down
to do
like,
some,
a limit.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's been going on for days now. There does have to come a point where you have to go, enough's enough now.
Yeah.
It has to end, because it can't carry on forever, indefinitely.
My question was, and it might be a bit of an ignorant question again, but what are they? What's their demand? The protesters.
I don't know.
Well, the thing is, he's being charged with third degree murder.
Third
degree. That's what
third.
I don't get.
Yeah.
What does somebody need to say, or
What actual law or whatever needs to come in?
I think it's the death penalty, the one, and I think we're going to demand more things to do with.
Like I said to you, if Trump came out on a press conference and said, "Right, this all these cops are going to be tried in a court of law," is that okay? Is that cool? What more do you want?
He'll still be the biggest bastard ever. If he did that, no one would still like him because he can't do anything good. Even what he does now, good people don't like. But, like, you're going to have to stop it because people's livelihoods are getting smashed up, destroying people's communities.
It was... when I saw and those pictures like,
that's
of, like...
protesting, that's just being complete dicks.
Yeah. When I saw those pictures of DC, where it's just, like, DC on fire, and it literally was. It just looked like an apocalypse film.
Yeah.
That's brutal because there'll be a lot of people just fucking...
You see...
losing a lot of shit.
You see, there's a lot of people that don't want to get involved in this and had nothing to do with that incident that are getting caught up in the bullshit of all this... protesting. It's not a protest, it's just out and out fucking stealing gold from things, stealing from Walmart and that, and smashing machines up. That's not a protest. What's that protest now?
I don't really see what message that is getting.
It's a message of counterproductive.
If they just destroyed everything, but it is that thing when you see them all running away with like consumerist items from the system they're trying to destroy. There's a lot of irony in that as well.
You see, they're not anarchists because anarchists don't like capitalism. They don't like one above. And what they're doing is like, get the TVs, get the Nikes, get this, get that. And it's everyone doing it. It's not a certain race. It's everyone. White people are doing it. And it's like, you're just being greedy. There's no... you know, you ain't got an ideology behind what you're doing. Because like, you're not giving it to the man. You're fucking not making things better. You're ruining your community.
When we had looting in this country, what was that over?
That was off after...
I can't remember what that was over. Was that over something political?
Yeah.
Was it rioting as well?
It was 2008, wasn't it? 2009.
Yeah.
Because I think it was beginning to spread, wasn't it? But, And also they've got curfews now in like sort of like LA.
That's crazy. So you're literally not allowed out your house after.
Well, Sam Tripoli put some on.
Well, just there they had like people putting signs in the windows stating that this is a black-owned business. This is like a return to the 1940s, but in like some weird, mad like
red dwarf.
Absurd.
Like a red dwarf.
Why?
Parallel universe, do you know what I mean?
It's an inversion of the history that we're trying to escape.
It's all
ridiculous. It's all terrible.
That riots and looting, I do understand sometimes you need to make a point and get things across, but not stealing, not selling out on something, because that's like going to church saying do not cheat on your wife, then you're shagging someone else, his wife behind your wife's back behind the church. It just makes no sense. You're just selling out. You're just a shill. You go there if you want to make a point. Fucking smash things up.
The destruction of your own community does seem stupid.
You fucking, and then the going stealing. If like you're a proper against the government, you wouldn't take out. You'd say, "This is how pissed off I am, and I don't even want this shit." You know, bullshit stuff you're selling.
When it seems like an attack from outside, say like 9/11, where it really brought sort of community together, and like New York was just this place of like kind of love, and everyone was like looking after each other. But then something like this happens and they're literally like looting and burning the neighbourhood.
You see the things with that video, and one question that has been raised is, that was quite a long video, why didn't no one intervene, why didn't the person filming at least go up and question?
If you don't think there's foreign countries that have a vested interest in toppling like the United States and stuff, say like Russia and if you don't think they've got some kind of influence on some of them groups, like funding wise and stuff like that, you're a fool.
Probably some of them are KGB anyway.
Or
like even they've got Russian gangs, haven't they? So some of them might be paid.
Yeah.
Because like, but then you're getting
just providing funds and all kinds of stuff.
Like that makes you think: is it purely what happened in the video? Because no one tries to stop that. Or is it something more? Or have people taken this?
Have people said that? Why didn't any of the onlookers? Because there was quite a crowd, wasn't there, I think.
What's that story?
Trying to stop him from that person. When he said he couldn't breathe, why didn't anybody else run over? Because it was filmed from quite a lot of angles.
No, well, I read an article where there's a karate instructor who was saying to the police officer, look, I'm a karate instructor. I see people in these kind of positions. You're killing him.
Right.
And he was explaining, like, the artery was, like, chopping off and stuff. He said, look, it's passing out. You're going to kill him. He's basically telling him, he's like, back off.
Yeah.
Back off.
Yeah. He deserves to fucking, go to jail.
Well, a couple of
time.
Police officers on him as well. They were black. There was four officers on him. It was him on the neck.
Yeah.
And then there was there was an Asian guy, and he just seemed like, because Bobby Lee was taking the piss out on his podcast, you just saw him, he was probably some rookie, just some incel, and there's this big bully there, and he don't dare say now his life's ruined.
The Asian guy is the guy's wife, apparently. The Asian guy and the guy who was on the guy's necks are like related.
Yeah.
And they're brother-in-laws, because the guy who was on the neck, the person who, like, they've worked together for 17 years as well, so they did know each other. It was all connected, sort of thing. So, like, that Asian was the cop killer, the Gillian cops.
So many lives.
Fucking hell.
So many lives.
Not just from that, but lives, like, it's fucking.
Say, like, even them police officers, right? They're all going to pay the price.
Yeah.
But like say their kids and stuff, they have nothing to do with any, and their lives are ruined now.
Anybody knows who their dads are.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, people are getting dragged into it that have nothing to do with it, that don't want to have anything to do with it, that just don't want to have anything to do with it. That's, that's not a bad thing, and they're getting dragged into it.
This moment of madness. Do you know, this crazy moment, and look at everything that's just done failed as a result. Yeah.
Loads of hatred, loads of fucking things just gone. No trust in anyone.
It's scary.
I honestly wonder what that cop who killed him, who is a cunt, but is in jail now. I wonder what's going through his head. Is he hearing all the reports of what's happened as a response to what?
Do you think he'll be segregated as well?
He's probably Mossad.
He's
got fucking
to be segregated. Yeah. He's got to be.
Yeah.
It's caused too. I mean, if he had a few nights in where it happened, but now it's spreading, and the people in another state can show their solidarity, but not by smashing thing in it up. They don't have to.
I bet he'll be on fucking suicide watch.
I don't know if we was talking about. I don't know who I was talking about it with, but I think I've seen it only in like TV shows and stuff like that. But they have like a wing for like bent coppers and stuff, because they know there's just no way they can go in general pop. The done.
Yeah,
and I think that guy could never go in general population.
And sex offenders, they don't go in general pop.
No, you're just marked, aren't you?
Maybe he'll get the same prison guards as Epstein.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh shit, man! The cameras went out. We put him in the cell with that big fucker.
It's like the thing, Epstein's account got activated again, didn't it? It got used.
Yeah,
and there's people been seen on the island mowing lawns and everything.
Who knows what?
Someone said if someone can pull it off
what?
And not like die and like get away with it with the amount of money and the amount of connections, it would have been him. Because like he was having people coming in and out of the prison.
The whole thing is just like ridiculous. Like the way it all transpired, whoever was involved, I mean, they've got away with it, but there was a total clown. The whole thing was a shamble. Anyone with half a brain could see that it was dodgy. They didn't even make an effort.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, didn't make an effort. Did you see the note they found where he left in prison saying no fun and a smiley face, and it was just like, the cunt didn't care.
It's like
you was trying to rush your own work in the morning. You can see it's a shambles.
Really is.
But like that smiley face is meant to be, isn't it? Like a sign.
You can look into that for days.
You'll
never know. It's just a big.
You'll never know.
It's a, like he said. It's a big joke, and it was almost like they didn't even try and come real. There was like, he's rich as fuck. Don't matter. See him waving from the plane. Epstein's dead.
Well, whose body are we going to use? Oh, I don't know. Just kill someone.
Not having plastic surgery. Just back to his old house.
See him chilling on the beach with a margarita. Epstein dead. Found dead.
That's his twin brother.
He's fucking going on.
Billy Ripstein.
Billy Ripstein.
Here we go.
Poor old body, you're getting it around the head.
Yeah, so like that's
I don't want to watch that shit.
And is that a protest? Oh, is that fucking picking up a stick?
That's their store. They're trying to look, and now he's coming out trying to protect his store, and they're just attacking him with the
horrible
2x4s. And the old woman.
And like,
they're still going for her.
Jeez.
And people on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram are not posting for 7 days.
There is no justification for that kind of violence. And a little old woman who's just trying to protect his shop.
Fucking hell.
Been smashed. Look at him.
Yeah, that's horrible, that one. That's really horrible.
That's, someone tried to, and he just got,
Yeah, brutal.
And like, everyone on Instagram are not posting for a day or 7 days and putting...
Oh, good.
I've got rid of so many people off Instagram who have done that.
Yeah, that was brutal. Look how many they are on them. Not good. But, look, there's white people as well.
Well, that's Antifa, isn't it? Arsehole.
Just arseholes. It's not like you can call it a race thing at all.
That's Antifa. There's the fucking... That's who Donald Trump thinks, like, stirring it all up.
Bunch of tools.
Yeah, they're fucking arseholes, Antifa. Bunch of left-wing spoiled little bitches.
Like, what they done in the cars?
Yeah.
What have they done?
Jeez. She's angry.
Big fat fucking monster. Should you look at his car? If anyone smash did that to my car, I'd get out and fucking smash her to bits.
Damn. Why are they smashing it up? What have they done?
All they're doing at the minute is securing Trump's second term.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. So, like, when this doesn't work out, I can see, like, the fucking Democrats saying, oh, it's a big rouse. It was the Republicans doing it to turn them against this, that, and the other.
Hey, Birmingham. Pretty bad.
This is where you fucking get your news from. You like watch about 5 news articles.
I do not get my news from fucking Fox News. Jesus.
I don't even know how this ended up on because we were just watching like
Synthwave videos.
Fox News. Part of the Matrix.
To be fair, you don't really want to carry an American flag around right by now.
I've got...
he was asking for it, wasn't he? I'm sorry.
Donald Trump's easy going to get in for another 4 years, for another term.
Man, so many people kicking off.
Is it just 2 terms a president can serve?
Yeah, for say 8 years in total.
Yeah, well, he's going to do it.
Crack-a-lacking.
You see, that's not protesting, knocking down shop windows, going in and stealing clothes. And looting. That's out-and-out stealing. So that is a crook. Look, she's a fucking dead happy with themselves.
Laughing. Nah, terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Fucking disgrace.
We'll see what happens at the end of it. Like the virus. See what we decide.
Well, it won't be us. It'll be Donald Trump, and I don't think he's going to fuck about.
Hopefully there's enough sense of people to realise what it was.
Hopefully they'll stop, and hopefully they'll... Maybe it's just like that Purge thing where people have just got to get out.
Yeah.
They've just got to get out. As like you said, they've been stuck in and they're all fucking riled up and they've just got to... Like when you break glass, it's satisfying.
This maybe they've got to do all that. The time in America. It's an American thing.
Has there been a riot to this extent, though?
I think they've had several. Like when Rodney King in the 90s went down and was killed. They've had several instances of it. Britain's not, like we've discussed before, Britain's not really a rioting country. Like, even when you look at Europe, like the French, you had all these revolutions. We just kept with the same old monarchy and just kept on trucking. Do you know what I mean? It's never really been part of our culture in the same way.
We did in the 80s when it was like...
Mods
versus rockers.
We had a section of the police called the SPG. Special Patrol Group, and that was the biggest bastards, the hardest, the dirtiest cops, and they just put them into these riot situations and just said, go lads. Because Vivian off the Young Ones, he called his hamster SPG, Special Patrol Group, and it was just big fucking burly coppers, how they used to be, give you a clap, and they just went in with sticks and fucking shields. Like proper fighting.
Mm.
None of this fucking fanny arsing about nicking the latest fucking night trainers and clothes. Oh, you know, look what I've got you, Mum. They're all a bunch of fucking race wars, fucking bullshit. Grow up. Everyone should grow up and fucking stop posting shit on your link like Instagram. Black Lives Matter. All lives matter.
Don't say that.
All lives matter.
You can't
that.
Say that. You can't.
Well, no, because I understand the fucking. It's a slogan. I hate all these political slogans.
Yeah. Well, no, don't put that. I'm saying stupid.
Just designed to trip you up.
Yeah, it's not a real thought. No. It's just a slogan. It's a. It may as well be like a brand name or something like that. It's trash. Express your thoughts in your own individual way, not just throwing out cheap slogans.
Yeah.
Do you know? I hate it.
I really hate the virtue signalling of it. Like I said,
I think there's a lot of that going on.
I completely don't understand. Even if I educate myself, I can never understand police brutality against African American people. I just couldn't understand it. And I think for me to go online and post Black Lives Matter is the most insensitive thing I could do. I think a lot of people are really showing themselves for that. I don't think it supports them. I don't think you're an ally. I don't think you understand the problem, so I think you should stay the fuck out of it and let them try and amend the problem.
Do you think the same goes...
Because it's insensitive as fuck.
Do you think the same goes when people put flags on the background of the face if there's like a terrorist attack as well?
I just think if you're not experiencing that situation, obviously I'm saying people need support, and I'm not saying hide away and don't do anything about it, but yeah, I'm saying don't get involved in that way where you're fucking virtue signalling to people.
It's a bit condescending,
ridiculous.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
It's horrible. How many of these people are doing it for likes?
I find that with people who shave their hair for charity, I'd say just give your money to charity. Don't do something like that because it's a bit condescending and a bit...
It's very look at me.
Yeah.
But under the guise of charity.
Yeah.
They're showing everyone who gave them money that they did the thing.
Yeah, there is a... Yeah, that's a weird one. Yeah.
But it is part of that as well. There's an element of vanity involved in that.
Yeah, I would say so. Definitely.
I don't think... I've got to shave then anyway, so...
Why don't you shave your pubes for charity?
I already shaved
three of them.
I could shave my beard for charity.
Could. What charity would you give to?
What? This? A hair charity. We could make a wig from it.
The Rick Spencer's home for disgruntled boys. Mischievous chappers.
That might make it sound like I'm a paedophile. What are you trying to say? It's twice you've called me a nonce today on this. So, like, what's the plans now for when the lockdown's sort of semi-lifted, isn't it? It's like nearly gone.
When the lockdown's lifted and we walk out into the apocalyptic environment, not a building standing. Yeah.
What?
I think I'll just end it there, mate.
In
a good run.
When do you think the lockdown will end properly and we'll sort of get back to normality?
I've created my own little universe in the lockdown. Well, I don't actually really pay much attention to the news or anything like that.
Just produce beats.
Or even what's happening with the virus, what stage we're at. I don't really know. It's not part of the little universe I'm living in anymore.
Just producing sweet tunes.
Just producing sweet tunes. And I'm detached from society. I've become one of them weird Japanese guys I was talking about. It's like, I do think, like, when society reopens, will I be able to re-acclimate to it? Or is it derange me too much?
That's why your beats are so sweet.
Maybe, yeah.
Because you're going to make me an end tune for this.
We started making you it last night, mate, didn't we? Started making him a finishing bit for his podcast.
It's better than not getting me on the podcast. Yeah.
I like it. I think I might release it on YouTube.
I still have the video of the egg song.
What song?
The egg song.
What egg song?
I'll show you later.
What do you mean? Did I do a video of the egg song? You haven't.
I'll show you it.
Show me it now.
I ain't got it on this phone.
What is it? Was it where they were singing along with the Smiths?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
That's the one.
Right then. I'm going to finish my pizza off.
Is that it then, mate?
I think that's it, mate. I don't know if you can guess an hour and 18 minutes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's long enough.
I think we've done well not to offend anyone. Yeah.
I'll turn it off.
Yeah.
Or shit the pants.
Hey, you're going to be losing some followers soon, not saying too much.
Oh.
Somebody's got a big guest coming.
Right.
I'll end it there. Right?
See you later. Bye.
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 I've been gagged. The Tea Biscuits Podcast.